is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Upon her. Now we understand why Jesus said, power has gone from me. That power is healing power. That power is restoring power. That power is regenerating power. When she touched him, Jesus said, I feel something because something just left me. And when she reached out and touched him, although she was unclean, being unclean meant that everything that she touched became unclean. But when you get in touch with the one who had no sin, and she reached out and touched him, when she reached out and touched the source of life, what was unclean became clean, because Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. And what Jesus was about to give her was eternal life through the touching, the restoration, and the regeneration. She was chained. The power to restore, to redeem, to reconcile. I understand. When Jesus died, they pierced him in the side, and blood and water, Daryl, came out. The blood symbolizes, preachers, y'all need to write this down. The blood symbolizes remission and atonement. And the water symbolizes regeneration and purification. You can't get clean unless you're washed. Because every now and then we get dirty hands, but in order to get that sand clean, you gotta wash. Jesus said, I don't need water to be washed. He said, I can use my blood to clean you. Jesus said, my blood changes things in every one of our lives. And when the Roman soldier pierced him in the side, blood and water came out of his side. Blood symbolizing what he was doing. He was redeeming us. He was causing remission of sin. And when we come before the Father, the God Almighty won't see us the way we are, unclean. He'll see the blood, which is the remission of our sin. And that water purifies us. Another word is justification. That word simply says he just made us right. So when the water hits you, all we have to do is rejoice and know that we've been made right. My uncleanness has been made right. My stuff in me has been made right. Why? Because of what Jesus did. And the woman with an issue touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said she was made whole. She was activating her faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. If I could just reach out and touch her hope in getting to Jesus, change her situation. But if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. Antioch. We need to be determined. Determined to get to Jesus. We need to be determined. Determined that nothing will stop us. We need to be determined that nothing will hinder us. Nothing will prevent us from getting to the Lord. Because Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Now you know why we rejoice in that man called Jesus. He is our Savior, our deliverer. That man called Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is wonderful. He is a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. That man called Jesus, who came over 40 and two generations, demonstrating the agape love of God the Father Almighty. But he didn't stop there, because he saw you and I when we were all lost in sin. And some of us today are still on a crossroad of trying to get to Jesus. Every now and then your situation may be so perplexed. Every now and then your situation may be direing. But if you just look to the hill from which cometh your help and know that your help comes from the Lord, you can rejoice and sing yourself happy. You can rejoice and know that the Lord has brought you from a mighty long way. You can rejoice in knowing that he brought you out of the pit and miry stuff that held you back. But when you think about what the Lord has done in your life, all that you have come out of, and all that he's taken you through, you can thank him and magnify him and glorify him for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. He ain't through with you yet, because the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord says, I come to give you more life, because life is in Christ Jesus. And that's enough to shout today. That's enough to praise him today. That's enough to magnify him today. If you can just reach Jesus, moving obstacles out of the way. Jesus said, I was coming after you. You didn't even know who I was, but I saw you from the very foundation of the world. And when I went to the cross, I was even praying for you. And now that you know the story, you can be assured that heaven is your home. Now that you know that your issue has never been a barrier, because your issue has already been covered, you can thank the Lord for all he has done. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. David understood this. You and I ought to understand this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Anybody need restoring? What kind of God is it that can move mountains? His name is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And when you make contact with the Lord, you are saved, even from the very foundation of the world. I have shared with you the reason the Lord knows how many will be saved is because he is outside of time and space. He knows who will worship him. He knows who will reject him. But the Lord is giving every man an ample opportunity to receive him under what we call the dispensation. And a dispensation is nothing more than a period of time. So the Lord is giving us time. He's giving each and every one of us time to get our life straight, to hear a message and say, Lord, I need a Savior. He's giving us time, because one day time will run out. And when you say, I need more time, he'll say, you waited far too late, because time no longer exists. Eternity is now in his hands. And when eternity comes in the Lord's hand, those who are not his will have an eternity separated from him. Not time, because time has a time frame that will end. But the Lord says, now we're talking eternal. So if you don't accept him now, and you've been playing with him, and stuff you've been doing has been not what the Lord wants, the Lord is simply saying, now I need you under grace to receive my provision. Because one day the door, just like the ark, of the ark was closed, and nor all those that were not in the ark were shut out. And all those who were not under the confine died. But this time, the covenant, the ark of the covenant of God, will shut out those that are not his. And forever, forever, you will be separated in darkness from the Lord. But those that are his can rejoice and magnify and glorify him for an eternity. Is that you? Is that you today? If it is you, and the Lord has spoken to your heart, and you are determined, you are determined to hear what God has said for such a time as this. You may come as a candidate. You may come under Christian experience. Or you may come with a letter of recommendation. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking on the doors of your heart. Is there one today that will accept the Lord as their Savior? He has set me free, oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wreck like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh,